Next time on Dragon Ball Z, Vegeta had his sights squarely upon Mike the Birdman Dodd. Can maximum nerdosity win against the Prince of All Saiyans? And you're turning Super Saiyan with ReviewAday.ca with Mike the Birdman Dodd.
This week in Geek in the Brain. It's This Week in Geek Psych Skills.
We're now fighting with the Birdman.
My God, my God.
Put it on your iPod.
Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to ReviewAday.ca. I am your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd from ThisWeekInGeek.net and now NerdVice.com. Isn't that awesome? I think it is. Well guys, I am recording this in the middle of the damn night, mostly because I'm afraid a thunderstorm is going to screw up my ability to record tomorrow, so I'm going to do it while it's still semi-nicey-nice. Anyway, last time on Rad, I took a look at The Amazing Spider-Man 2, or The Amazingly Mediocre. For the PlayStation 4. It's about a 6 out of 10. It's probably worth picking up if you can get it for 10 bucks. When it inevitably hits the bargain bin, party on. So anyway, yeah, Rad again so soon. Well, this one didn't take a whole hell of a lot of work, which is kind of nice. As you guys know, if you follow me on Twitter, Facebook, once again, at Birdman Dodd in both those locations, I'm a huge fan of the Mega Man-inspired rock group, The Megas. I first saw them in concert at MAGFest many years ago, and they're pretty much one of the reasons why I went to MAGFest 2 years in a row. So in 2012, they released History Repeating Blue, basically their version of Mega Man 3, a fantastic album by all accounts. I actually reviewed it on this podcast, probably around episode 200-something. Anyway, so that was released back in June of that year, and well, wouldn't you know it, History Repeating Red is finally here after almost 2 years. Now, you can get this across various different platforms later on this week, although you can buy it directly from the Megas website and Bandcamp, I think, which I've included a link down below if you want to preview the album in its entirety right now. So, you might ask, how the hell do you review music? Because I myself am not a musical expert by any stretch of the imagination. Mind you, I know what I like, and I like 99% of what I hear. Otherwise, well, I wouldn't listen to it. So I'm not as, say, in-depth as other online musical reviewers, like, say, Todd in the Shadows, or Rap Critic, or stuff like that. So, these are my nerdy opinions, if you will, of what we're going to be taking a look at today. And like I said, that's going to be History Repeating Red. So, one of the advantages of being in the media is you meet some interesting people. And I've been in contact with Greg of the Megas for probably quite some time. And Greg is the bass and the backing vocals for the group. And, well, I was lucky enough to snag one of the pre-order codes for this, but I also bought it anyway because I love supporting the band. And, well, what we are going to be looking at today is a 10-track album, though you could probably argue 9, because one of the tracks is only like 41 seconds. Kind of like the level select theme they have on almost every album. So, the track list, as it goes, is Fly on a Dog, Harder Than Steel, Gemini, The Haystack Principle, Afraid of the Dark, The Red Song, I'm Not the Brake Man, Make Your Choice, I Refuse to Believe, and Melody from the Past, which is the Whistle Concert. So going through that track list again from top to bottom would be The Level Select, Hard Man, Gemini Man, Needle Man, Shadow Man, Proto Man's Whistle, Get Equipped, Wily Stage 3, The Final Boss, and finally The Whistle Concert. So going through this album, this is a slightly different version of Fly on a Dog that you've heard previously. Now there was a single released a while back, it was a single, like an EP, LP, for Fly on a Dog. In which you got, I'm actually just going to look that up for you. You got Flying a Dog, Just Another Machine, Send Me an Angel, Super Fighting Robot, and I Want to Be the One, which was their take on something else, or I'm not entirely sure. Yeah, anyway, so there are two different versions of this one. This one is slightly, It's a different mix, and I honestly prefer the version off of the single. This one, it's hard to describe why it's different. There's just, the arrangement is slightly different, but it's still really good. It's nice to see Rush getting his due, because this was the first appearance of him in Mega Man 3. And 2, you had the stupid thing, although I think you didn't get beat until the fourth game. Anyway, solid song, though. And that one clocks in at almost 5 minutes, so it's one of the longer tracks on the album. About the average of for this is about 4 to 5 minutes per song. Actually, the shortest song on this album is 58 seconds, the longest being 6 minutes and 19. And that one, surprisingly, is the next one we're going to be talking about, is Harder Than Steel, which is Hard Man, which I actually believe that's probably one of the strongest songs on the album. And it's one of the songs I wasn't quite sure how they were going to turn awesome, because I always felt it was one of the, I wouldn't call it a weaker song in Mega Man 3, but I'd call it one of the simpler ones. And the Megas have proven that they can work with pretty much anything and turn it into gold. That one clocks in about 6 minutes and 19 seconds. If I had to place a top 3 on this album, I actually might put that one at number 1. Actually, and it's very similar to stuff that they've done previously. It's stuff that you'd recognize as the Megas, and that's a good thing. The next song is Gemini, and that's for Gemini Man, and this is such a unique song from the Mega Man 3 soundtrack, because it's got that weird kind of jazzy feel to it, and the Megas took a different approach to the song and actually kind of incorporated that into this song, and it's really interesting. In fact, probably one of the more interesting tracks on this album. It hasn't quite grown on me just yet, but I do appreciate what was done with it. Just the fact that they took such a unique sounding 8-bit song and were able to translate it into something that is uniquely the Megas. Something that should definitely be taken a look at. The next one is The Haystack Principle of Needle Man, and that clocks in at just over 4.5 minutes, 4:42. By the way, the last one was 5 minutes. I wouldn't call the song not memorable, but it's pleasant to hear. I definitely like it. Needle Man was one of those songs I heard a lot as a kid, because that was one of my favorite bosses I beat first, mostly because I wanted the Needle Gun, one of my favorite pieces of weaponry in the Mega Man series. Mostly because it was like a machine gun. You could just rapid fire that thing. But once again, not a bad song. Moving along, and this is another one, I wasn't sure what the Megas were going to be able to do with it, because once again, it is such a unique sound, and that's Afraid of the Dark, that is Shadow Man's theme. Once again, hard to put into words, but it creates a really nice feeling with it. Like, it's such a unique sound in the regards that Shadow Man has this, I wouldn't call it ominous type of theme, but it's something, if you're a Mega Man fan, you immediately know what it is and just how it suits the stage and the movement. And in fact, I think it's once again one of the stronger elements on this album is the fact that a lot of these songs are different in the regards that they don't sound like the traditional Mega Man stuff out of Mega Man, say, 1 and 2. And even History Repeating Blue, I'd say this album sounds, yeah, I would honestly go out on a limb and say it does sound vastly different. I do like it. The next one, it's that minute song I mentioned. It's called The Red Song. It's basically Proto Man's Whistle, but their take on it, which directly flows into I'm Not the Break Man. If there was a top three, this is the top song on the album, I think. It's the Get Equipped theme. And it's just one of those songs that I really, really dig. Especially when you read into the lyrics too, which I highly recommend you go over to the Megas website and go into the forums. There's actually a forum for each song which has all the lyrics. They don't have them posted up yet on the website like they do for History Repeating Blue, but then again, the album just launched. What do you expect? Just, it's a great song. I'm Not the Break Man. If you pre-ordered this, this was the preview track you could hear up over the weekend. And this one clocks in at about 5 minutes and 40 seconds. This one, to me, kind of feels like this album's version of Gamma Unchained. I think it tells a really good story within the lyrics, and I think it's one of the just the best. It flows the best, I think, of all the ones on there. In fact, actually, one of the things I really want to say about History Repeating Red is, in terms of storytelling, I think this album, I think, actually does it better than History Repeating Blue in a lot of ways. Just because, once again, you're taking really unique boss themes and you're giving them personality. Harder Than Steel tells a good story too. I'm Not the Brake Man, another, in fact, the last two songs on this, I'd say the last three, Make Your Choice, which is Wiley Stage 3, once again, really great storytelling in that song, and not a song I would necessarily have picked for them to do a track on. I actually quite didn't expect that, so I'm quite happy that they did that. That would probably be my number three. Yeah, it might be Make Your Choice, which is, once again, Wiley Stage 3. The last two songs is I Refuse to Believe, and that's the final boss stage. Once again, great storytelling in that song. I like the fact that the Megas try and give a lot of personality in their music, and this is a great companion piece to the game. I like the fact how, just once again, just listening to the lyrics and the music, how it definitely invokes memories of Mega Man 3 and kind of gives it a different interpretation, if you will. And then finally, the last one is the end credits, as far as I can tell, the Whistle Concert. It's been years since I've beaten this game. But, once again, really good stuff, really powerful stuff. So, you might be asking, okay, so, overall, what would I say about this album? It did stuff differently than History Repeating Blue. Blue felt more like a rock album. This one feels a little bit more experimental in what it's done, and it's not a bad thing. I'm actually quite glad that the Megas took the chance to kind of stretch their musical muscles and do something a little bit different than what we might expect. I mean, it's one thing to take it and make it into this hard, cool rock track. And while it's not necessarily as catchy, is not the right word, I don't see this as a lot. I don't see a lot of sing-alongs happening with these, but that's not a bad thing, because you're more focused on the music. While there are some tracks that are definitely sing-alongable, such as Harder Than Steel and I'm Not the Brake Man, this is something that I really think that can be appreciated just absorbing everything that's kind of coming into it. While, for example, I crank History Repeating Blue in my car to the point where I almost blow the speakers, this one, I'm probably going to do the same thing, but I'll be more just kind of absorbing the atmosphere of it. So, what would I give this album out of 10? I would give it a solid 8 out of 10, only because it hasn't had a chance to fully grow on me. I've listened to this album probably around 5 or 6 times now in the day and a half since I've had it. And it's definitely worth it, though. I mean, for $10, you're getting the other half of the Mega Man 3 story, and you are getting a complete album. So, if you get the chance to pick up the combo pack, I would really like to hear people's experiences to listen to this back-to-back. Or it might be kind of fun to play the songs in the order in which you fight the Robot Masters. That could be a lot of fun, too. So there were some really interesting pre-order bonuses, if you got this. They actually, if you pre-ordered, you got, a Crash Man song, which was done up like the A-Team, which is really weird. You got a Harder Than Steel demo, and then you got, Refuse to Believe, which was the original sketch of the song, and, you also had an alternate version of History Repeating Blue, the first two tracks from the first album, if I'm not mistaken. And you also got some pretty cool desktop wallpapers. In fact, my current wallpaper is the Atomic Purple for this, which is really cool. So, highly recommend picking this up if you're a huge Mega Man fan. If you had to check out just three tracks from this album, I'm going to recommend Flying a Dog, Harder Than Steel, I'm Not the Brake Man, and then give a listen to Gemini, if you want to hear them do something really different, so once again, I think that's one of the songs they took a lot of chances with, and I think it's one of their best because it is so different. So anyway, guys, that's pretty much going to do it for me here on ReviewDay.ca. I should be back probably next week. Not quite sure what I'm going to be doing. I'll be back here on NerdVice, probably with my Nerd News Network, which you can find over on ThisWeekInGeek.net every Friday, usually before 7 p.m., sometimes earlier, depending. Sometimes I can even get it up right first thing in the morning, so you can take that when you go out to work. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard, and I'll catch you guys again next time right here on ReviewADay.ca.